Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Tesamen Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Tesamen Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Sukkah Yishana, if a person built an old Sukkah, so Beishamai Paislin u Beisilu Machshirin, Beishamai says that the Sukkah is Pasul, and Beisil says that it's Kasher. Well, we'll explain what that means in a moment. Ve'ezehi Sukkah Yishana, what's considered an old Sukkah? Kol Sha'asa Kayudim L'chag Shloishim Yoyim, as long as you made it more than 30 days before Sukkot, so that's considered an old Sukkah. That according to Beis Shammai, the Sukkah is Pasul. According to Beis Hillel, the Sukkah is Kasher. Rashi explains that the Machlekes is discussing a case where a person built the Sukkah Stam. He didn't have specifically in mind that the Sukkah should be for his mitzvah of Sukkah. Does the Sukkah need to be built Lishma? So before 30 days, the Stam Das, we assume that it's not Lishma. Accordingly, Beis Shammai says that being that the Sukkah needs to be Lishma, so a Sukkah Yishana is possible. More than 30 days, a person's Stam Das is that it's not, he's not thinking about Sukkahs, and therefore if he builds a Sukkah Stam, the halacha is that the Sukkah is possible because a Sukkah needs to be built Lishma. However, Beis Hillel holds that the Sukkah is kosher because Beis Hillel holds that the Sukkah does not need to be built Lishma. Now, if it's within 30 days, so then Rashi explains, then everybody holds that the Sukkah is kosher even if it was built Stam, because within 30 days the person's thinking about Sukkahs. And since a person's thinking about Sukkahs, so within 30 days, we assume that a Sukkah which is built Stam is that it is Lishma. Before 30 days, Stam is Shalei Lishma, therefore Beis Shammai holds its puzzle. Beis Hillel doesn't care. Beis Hillel is fine with the Sukkah that's built Shalei Lishma. However, within 30 days, so then even Beis Shammai would agree that the Sukkah is kosher, because then Stam is Lishma. Why is it that within 30 days, we assume that a person's thinking about Sukkahs? So Rashi explains that it's because of the din of Shailin Behilchas Achag Kaidim Machag Shleishim Yoim. That there's a din, the Gemara in Pesachim says, on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Shailim Vidarshin Behilchas HaPesach Kaidim HaPesach Shleishim Yoim. Over there, the Gemara is discussing Pesach, and it says we go through the halachis of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Now Rashi over here seems to be mefurish that this din, and he's learning this from our Mishnah, that this din of Shloishim Yoim Kaidim Machag is lav dafka by Pesach. Meaning even though the Gemara said it about Pesach, and there's makom to say that it's dafka by Pesach, the Beis Yosef says that it's dafka by Pesach, because it's dafka by Pesach where there's halachas merubais, there's so tremendous amounts of halacha, so therefore you need 30 days. But the yontiv like Shavuos for sure, and even Sukkos, where most times your Sukkah is going to be kosher, your Araminim are going to be kosher, you don't need to know that many halachas, so therefore, this says the Beis Yosef, there's no din of Shloishim Yoim. However, the Marsha points out that from our Rashi, from our Mishnah, it's mashman not like the Beis Yosef, it's mashman that even by Sukkos, that there's a din of Shloishim Yoim Kaidim Achak, that there's a din to learn the halachas of a yontif for 30 days before. Al Gopanim says the Mishnah, that avlam asa l'shem chag afilu mitchilas hashana ksheira. That l'maisa, if a person has specifically in mind that his sukkah should be l'shma, so then even Beis Shammai would agree that you could build the sukkah even from the beginning of the year, and the sukkah would be kosher. Meaning again, like we spoke out, that the whole machlekes is dafka if a person built it stama. So stama before 30 days is shalei l'shma, and that's why Beis Shammai holds its pasul. Beis Hillel doesn't care, and Beis Shammai holds its pasul. But if you specifically have in mind that it should be for your mitzvah of Sukkah, so then you could build a Sukkah even before 30 days before Sukkot, even according to Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara now, my time of the Beis Shammai. What's Beis Shammai's reasoning? Meaning, what's Beis Shammai's makar? That a Sukkah needs to be built Lishma? Says the Gemara, Amar Krav, because the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah Yishivas Yamim L'Hashem. It says that the Sukkah is L'Hashem. So we darshan from there, Sukkah HaSuya L'Shem Chag B'inon. It needs to be that the Sukkah is built L'Shem Chag, L'Shem Mitzvah HaMelech, and that's Beis Shammai's makar, that the Sukkah needs to be Lishma. Says the Gemara Beis Hillel, what is Beis Hillel who holds that the Sukkah does not need to be built Lishma? What does he do with this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Humi Boyle the Kedrev Sheshas. Reb Beis Hillel says that this pasuk is coming to teach us a different din, the din of Reb Sheshas. The Amar Reb Sheshas said, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. He said that he had heard in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Minayin la'atzei sukkah sha'asurin kol shiva. How do we know that you're not allowed to be nene from the schach and from the wood of the sukkah all 7 days of sukkahs? Until sukkahs is over, you're not allowed to be nene from the schach. Tamulayimah, the pasuk says, chag ha'sukkahs shivas yomim la'shem. That the sukkah is la'shem. That the sukkah has kedusha. So it's like kachim, you can't be nene from it. Utanya, we learned in the Braisa that just like that there's Kedusha on the carbon Chagiga, so there's also Shem Shemayim, there's Kedusha on the Sukkah, on the Schach of the Sukkah, Shnem, as the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah is Shivas Yamim LaShem. Ma Chag LaShem, just like a Chag, just like the carbon Chagiga is LaShem, it has Kedusha. Av Sukkah LaShem, so too the Sukkah is LaShem, it has Kedusha, and you can't be Nene from it. So that's what Beis Hillel learns in this Pasuk. In fact, the Gemara according to Beis Shammai, we already need this pasuk of Shivas Yamim Lashem to teach us this din that it's asur, that's asur bahana. So how could Beis Shammai say that? How could we say that that's Beis Shammai's makar, that the sukkah needs to be built lishma? We need this pasuk also according to Beis Shammai. We need this pasuk to teach us that the atzei sukkah are asur kol shiva. So says the Gemara in Achanami, you're right, and this is not Beis Shammai's makar that the sukkah needs to be built lishma. Alamai tamayu de Beis Shammai. Rather, what's Beis Shammai's makar that the sukkah needs to be lishma? It's from a different pasuk. It tells elsewhere. The pasuk says, "Chag HaSukkah is tase lecha shivas yamim." So now Rashi explains that the drasha is that Beis Shammai holds you're supposed to reword the pasuk, and as if it said Sukkah is tase lechag, even though it says Chag HaSukkah is tase lecha. Read it, Sukkah is tase lechag. That Sukkah hasuya l'shem chag beinon. That you need to be that the Sukkah is made l'shem chag, l'shem the mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah samelach. That's Beis Shammai's makar that the sukkah needs to be lishma. Beis Hillel, what does Beis Hillel do with this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Beis Hillel tells us, "Hahumi bayli lo aisin sukkah b'cholo shel mayed." Beis Hillel will tell you that even though it says shivas yamim, so you might think that the sukkah needs to be built before sukkah starts, because it has to be that it's going to be a sukkah for 7 days. Then no, we dash from this pasuk, from the fact that the pasuk says chag ha'sukkah is tase l'cha. Again, we reword the pasuk as if it said tase sukkah is bechag. They are allowed to make a sukkah even on Chol HaMoed, meaning even though the sukkah is not going to end up being a 7-day structure, it's not going to be a 7-day sukkah, tasa sukkah is bechag, you're allowed to make a sukkah even on Chol HaMoed. Ubei Shammai, what does he do with that? Sfira luhuk Rebbe Eliezer, damer eino is in sukkah b'chol shamayid. Beis Shammai holds that you're taka not allowed to make a sukkah on chol shamayid. Beis Shammai holds that no, it has to be a 7-day sukkah, and you can't make a sukkah on chol shamayid, and therefore he has this pasuk extra, and he is able to learn from this pasuk that the sukkah needs to be built lishma. So this is Beis Shammai's makar that the sukkah needs to be built lishma. And according to Beis Hillel, this is the makar that you're allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, even though it's not going to be a 7-day sukkah. And Beis Shammai holds that that halach is not true. He holds that you're not allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara now, Beis Hillel lastly Rav Yehuda Marav. Does Beis Hillel not hold of Rav Yehuda Marav? Who cares if Beis Hillel doesn't have a makar from a pasuk that a sukkah needs to be built lishma? Does he not hold like that din of Rav? The Rav Yehuda Marav, the Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Asa min ha-koitzen, min ha-nimen, min ha-garadin, psula, that the halacha is that if a person's making tzitzis and there's these extra threads sticking out and he wants to use those threads now for the mitzvah of tzitzis, and now those threads were not put on lishma, they were just extra threads from the stitching. So the halacha is that the sukkah is that the tzitzis is psula. It's possible because it wasn't put there lishma. Umin asisin kshera. If he wants to use the sisin, which is a ball of wool, which wasn't spun lishma, but lamaisa he puts it onto the tzitzis lishma. So that's kshera because you don't need it to be that the tviya, that the spinning is done lishma. However, ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel. When I said this in front of Shmuel, samarli af min asisin nami psula. Then no, you also can't make the strings, the tzitzis, from the sisin because that ve'in and tviya lishma, because we need it to be that even the spinning is done lishma. But the point is that you see that there's a din lishma by tzitzis. Now, even though there's no drasha, so just like we find that by tzitzis that there's a chiyah for the tzitzis to be made lishma, so Beis Hillel should also hold by sukkah as well that there's a chiyah of lishma that it has to be built lishma. Does he not hold like Rav that by tzitzis it needs to be lishma? Hachanamini by sukkah suy lishma. So too by sukkahs, which needs to be the sukkah should have to be built lishma. Says the Gemara, no, Shani Hasam, it's different over there by Tzitzis. Meaning, of course, Beis Hillel holds of Rav's din of Tzitzis, but over there, we don't learn from there to Sukkah. It's over there by Tzitzis is different. The Amar Kra, because we have a drasha. The Pasuk says, Gedilim Tase Licha. And we dash it from there, Licha L'Shem Chayivcha. That the Torah is telling us you're supposed to make the Tzitzis, Licha means for your Chiv. It has to be that the Tzitzis are made Lishma. Well, says the Gemara, Hachanami Chagasukah is Tase Licha. It also says in the Pasuk, Chagasukah is Tase Licha. It says this word Licha. So we should darshan the same thing, that Licha L'Shem Chayivcha, that has to be built L'Shem Yerchiv, that has to be built Lishma. While we make the same drasha by Sukkah that we do by Tzitzis. Says the Gemara, because that Licha by Sukkah is for a different drasha. Ahumi Baile Lemute Gzula. That Licha is coming to tell us that it has to be your Sukkah. That you can't be Yaitse in a Sukkah that's not yours. A Sukkah that's not yours is possible. It has to be yours. It has to be your Sukkah. That's what Licha is for. Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami Mi Baile Lemute Gzula. So by Tzitzis also, we need Licha to tell us that you can't be Yaitse in the midst of Tzitzis with a stolen pair of Tzitzis. So Licha over there is needed for this as well. Says the Gemara, no, Hasim over there by Tzitzis, Ksiv Krachrina. We have a different pasuk to be Mamayid Gezel, because it says, Va'asu Lahem, you should make it for them, Misha Lahem, it has to be yours. So we already have a different drash and Lamute Gezel, therefore Licha is extra to teach us it has to be L'Shem Chayivcha, it has to be built, has to be that the Tzitzis are made L'Shma. However, the Licha that it says by Sukkah, that we need it to teach us Lamute Gzula, Mamela, we don't have an extra pasuk to teach us Licha that it has to be L'Shem Chayivcha, that it has to be built Lishma. Because the Licha that it says by Sukkah is needed Lemut Egzula. So Tosfos asks a pretty famous question, that why do we need a drasha of Licha to be Memayda Sukkah Gzula? The Chayra, every Sukkah Gzula is a problem of a mitzvah Habab Avera, that you only got that mitzvah of the Sukkah through doing an Avera. So the Lacha is that you're not Yoytze the mitzvah. Why do I need a drasha Lemut Egzula? Anyways, typically that's a mitzvah Habab Avera. So it says Tosfos that the whole psul that we have throughout all of Shas of mitzvah Habab Avera, Tosfos over here at Daftes Amud Aleph and Sukkah is Mechadesh, that psul is only midrabanan. The psul of mitzvah Habab Avera is only midrabanan. Therefore, we need a pasuk of Licha to make it that know that over here by Sukkah, it's even pasul midaraisa, because it's a psul in the Sukkah itself. It's a psul in Sukkah that when it's not yours, it's not just because of mitzvah Habab Avera. That's Tosfos' chiddush over here, that mitzvah Habab Avera is only a psul derabanan. We'll just end off. We'll conclude with the Ha'ar of the Einig Yomtiv, the Einig Yomtiv and Tshuvas and Simen Mem Tes. So he points out an interesting kasha. We mentioned that according to the Gemara said, Bein according to Beis Shammai, Bein according to Beis Hillel. So we have a drasha that Atzei Sukkah are a Surah Kol Shiva, that there's an Isra Hanah from the Schach of the Sukkah, you're not allowed to be Nene from the Sukkah. So ask the Einig Yomtiv, if so, how is a woman allowed to sit in the Sukkah? We know Sukkah is a mitzvah seish hazman grama. Women are pater from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Now, even though they're pater, avada, if they want to, they could be mekayim the mitzvah. If they sit in the Sukkah, they're mekayim the mitzvah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Minhag Ashkenaz is that a woman even makes a bracha when she sits in the Sukkah. We mentioned this when we mentioned the story of Hilni Amalka, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, women even make a bracha when they sit in the Sukkah. According to the Rambam, which is the Minhag of Sfardim, is that women don't make a bracha, but l'kuli amo, a woman is allowed to be yaitze a mitzvah seishes van grama. She could be, she's in a mitzvah vaisa. Asked the Einig Yomtiv, how is she allowed? How is a woman allowed to sit in the sukkah? L'chayr, a woman should be asur for her to sit in the sukkah, because being that she has no chiv to sit in the sukkah, if she sits in the sukkah, she's being mevatel this isra aseh. She's being over on the isra aseh of being nene from the atzei asukkah. It says that it has to be it's lasham. It has kedusha. So l'chayr, if a woman sits in the sukkah, being that she's not obligated to sit in the sukkah, she's stamping nene from the schach. So if so, she's being mevatel this Isra Aseh of Lashem, that the Sukkah has Kedusha, she's not allowed to be Nana. And Yom Tov asks also that it says that if a person sits in the Sukkah while it's raining, so he's Nikra Hedyet. Why is he just a Hedyet? Being that he's Pater when it's raining, if he's Pater from the mitzvah of Sukkah, he's not just a Hedyet for sitting in the Sukkah. He's Pasha being Mavatl, he's being Ivron and Isra Daraisa when he sits in the Sukkah. He's much worse than a Hedyet. That's the Einig Yom Tov's Kasha. So I saw the stipler in Kilas Yaakov over here. He says an interesting pshad. He says that no, that even though of, that the sukkah, you're not allowed to be nene from the sukkah, that means you're not allowed to be nene in other ways besides the shtamshus of dira. Meaning the sukkah is made to live in. So if you're living in it, that's not the type of hana that the Torah asserted. The Torah asserted getting hana in other sorts of ways. Therefore, even if a woman is potter, even if a person when it's raining, if he's potter from sukkah, there's no problem of being nene in a way of dira. That the Torah never asserted. The Torah never asserted hana shel dira. That's what the whole mitzvah is for. The Torah just asserted other types of hana. And therefore, Mamela, there's no problem for a woman who's potter from the mitzvah of sukkah to sit in the sukkah. And there's no problem, there's no iser for a person during the rain to sit in the sukkah. He's nikra hedya, but there's no iser else to iser hana.